Hey guys, I'm Alex.
And I'm Drew.
And today on the Two Man Comic Book Club podcast, we're going to talk about Disney Plus's new show coming out next Wednesday, 3 days from now, Loki. Let's go. While we were setting up, Tori came into the room and asked if we'd ever thought about going into the PI business, private investigators, if you don't know what a PI is, with our cameras.
Yeah, it, you can't see it. It's not in any of the frames, but Alex has this.
Pointing at it.
Does this help?
Yeah.
Alex has this lens that's like this long. It looks menacing. Like it's it wants to catch cheaters.
Yeah. So we decided that we should, but then I made everybody stop talking because, well, before I made everybody stop talking, we decided that I need to have Drew to be my bumbling secretary.
Yeah. Hey, Al.
Yeah, he decided to be called Al. But I also was going to say that I only commit to this, and I will commit to this if under these circumstances, if we can do it a la Wolverine Noir, the comic book.
Okay, yeah.
For those that haven't read it, you should. It's on Marvel Unlimited. It's very much, you know, like, it's the noir vibe the whole time, but his like, henchman, not his henchman, his guy, his muscle, Wolverine, he's, like, a private investigator, is Sabretooth, but he's, like, an idiot, like a dummy. He's just strong and will hit things for you. But, I immediately thought, like, oh, we need to recreate that.
I've always wanted an excuse to get an old cop cruiser.
Yeah.
Like the one from the first Men in Black movie.
Yeah.
The old LTD series Ford or whatever it was. Because you need one of those, and we'd get to do stakeouts.
Mm-hmm.
And then Torrance would show up to relieve us every once in a while to either give us our grub for the night.
Yeah.
Or wake us up because we've both fallen asleep and we're snoring and we've been made.
Yeah.
At the site.
In that universe, he's also our guy in the chair. Just he's the guy in the van.
Yeah.
Listening in.
So we're doing stakeouts and he's staking us
he's
out.
He's staking out us to make sure that our stakes
so
are good.
He's and now in the 21st century, it could totally just be like a very a camera set up somewhere and somebody watching from a van, but we're still in an old car.
Yeah. All of watching. This so that I can use my camera and be a PI.
Yeah.
But only in the name of being just like Wolverine Noir. You should read those. There's also a Spider-Man Noir. That's pretty cool. And an Iron Man one. It's very like steampunkish.
Mm-hmm.
All in, they went through this cool, like pick some of the classics and give them a noir series. I might go through and read those again. Been reading a lot of comic books still. Also, we're sponsored by Bubbly this episode.
Bublé.
Actually, not really, but Bubbly, if you're watching, or if Michael Bublé is watching, who is in the Bubbly commercials, call us. We'd love to work on that with y'all.
Yeah. I will say, we got kind of behind the eight ball this week, but we wanted to make sure that we put something out on schedule. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a little bit more raw, not as much after editing, so if that offends you, I'm sorry.
Sorry about it.
We're going to hit stop. I'm going to make sure that there's nothing blatantly terrible about the audio so that I can get the podcast out. So the levels, we're still getting this office dialed in. If you're just listening, we're in a different location. You might be able to tell from hearing. But getting that sorted out, trying to make it what's the word?
Audio friendly.
Sure, yeah.
Record ready.
Because it sounds, this room sounds different than what I've gotten used to in the other room. And I can't tell until after we're done if it was good or not. Right. So we're basically going to talk and
just bear with instantly us while upload. We get in the flow of things. Yeah. Also, Katie, my wife's birthday, is also on the release day of Loki.
Happy birthday, Katie.
We can celebrate after we watch. Maybe.
We might have got to watch Loki you, again. Loki.
Yeah, it's her.
From Disney Plus TV, okay, stuff. I don't know what I just said.
Yeah, but her parents are here, which are also
okay.
Torrance's parents.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they're... She wanted a new mailbox, so they're making her a mid-century modern mailbox. It's going to look pretty cool. But you might hear them working on that, because I can see them through that window. They're probably 50 feet away.
We're going to say that any...
With power tools.
Any sounds you hear are actually the disruptions to the space-time continuum. Time-space continuum.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard it both ways.
We're going to get some
that Loki's causing. So.
Cool. So before we jump into Loki, which we are very excited about, have either of you... read any comics?
I've not read any.
Or are you terrible?
I'm terrible. Yeah. But I did finish watching the Cloak and Dagger and Runaways series. Ooh. Because apparently those have both
been canceled. Watched all of them.
I had seen the first two seasons of Runaways prior and the first season of Cloak and Dagger prior. But like last week I watched... Oh, wait. Actually, it was just the first season of Runaways. Maybe I watched two seasons of... I don't know. Whatever. I saw the continuation and completion of the Cloak and Dagger storyline and Runaways storyline, and there was even a crossover, which was pretty cool.
Cool.
Those are good.
Those are all on Hulu?
Hulu, yeah. Runaways was actually made by Hulu. It was a Hulu series. Cloak and Dagger was on the Freeform network.
Which was bought by Hulu?
Played on Disney. Hulu, okay. So I don't know. I personally enjoyed Cloak and Dagger more. I think it was because you got to know two characters mm-hmm. really well instead of an ensemble cast where they tried to split the screen time. And I feel like, I can't remember their names off the top of my head, but the actors Cloak that played Cloak and Dagger had more time to kind of even not only develop as their character, but develop as actors.
Right.
Because they're all teenagers.
Mm-hmm.
And the Runaways team got better by the end, but I felt like there was still some acting that felt disingenuous. That's not the right word. It just didn't feel like, I was like, it was good. I enjoyed the story. I might have taken another pass at that scene, you know,
right.
type of a thing. But also the third season of Runaways, I felt like production value got upped.
Mm-hmm.
In certain respects, like there were some chances that they were taking on stories and also just like the, how they made it. And I was just like, man, this is good. I'm bummed out that it's over. I mean, but in the back of my mind, I'm also thinking maybe we're going to get some of them on Disney Plus at some point in some sort of the same way that hopefully maybe Daredevil and all those.
Jessica Jones, Luke Cage.
Yeah. Maybe those get folded in because as far as I know, Cloak and Dagger and Runaways is part of the MCU. Like,
right.
I feel like I read that somewhere. And they were very careful to, like, sidestep. Like, we never heard any outright mention. Mm-hmm. I think on Cloak and Dagger, they may have actually mentioned something about Iron Man, like the very first episode.
Right.
But they said enough. They name-dropped the Dark Dimension and... they name-dropped a Victor. That was one of the characters' names. But they were like, no, not me. A different Victor. And I was just like, Von Doom.
Yeah.
But they made enough comments that I was like, they're very carefully, like surgically working to where this could fit in.
Right.
But not necessarily
have to.
So right. Anyway, that's what I've been... nerding out on, and I was bummed because I was just like, oh, what am I going to watch now? And I may finally go because I've never actually finished the Netflix Marvel shows.
I got through
like season two of Daredevil,
mm-hmm.
maybe season one or two of Jessica Jones, half of Luke Cage, and something happened and I haven't seen a single episode of Defenders or Iron Fist. So
yeah,
that might be what happens next.
They're good. Have you seen The Punisher?
No, other than whenever he was on Daredevil.
Cool. Yeah, I'm also not completely finished, but I'm working on rewatching what I have seen and then going to finish it out. Just, I think for sure we're getting Charlie Cox at least, and probably just
Kristen Ritter.
Personally, yeah. Like I would be 100% there for it if the Runaway Kids and Cloak and Dagger people, like even if they never made a cameo, if they were just mentioned.
Right.
And like brought into it and be like, ah, so they've right. been there. It's just been on the outside. Like, I would right. love that. Yeah. I love just a world building
a wink.
Things of that. Yeah, like yeah. just knowing, yeah, all of this is important. And I would even love it if, oh, I also watched MODOK.
Cool. So, I'm almost done with MODOK.
Yeah. And I could see, I mean, that whole time they literally had Iron Man on there, voiced by John Hamm.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting. Because at first I was like, is that Robert Downey Jr.? No, it's not. Oh, mm-hmm. it's John Hamm. But like the Avengers Tower looked exactly like
right.
the one. So I was just like, But there's some time travel aspects of mm-hmm. that show too. So you're like, yeah, at one point, something of MODOK might have been
yeah.
within the MCU.
Speaking of Sarah, you would not like MODOK. Not your type of show.
I thought Holly was enjoying it. And then I was like, it's the last episode. And she was like, thank God. I was like, I thought you were enjoying it. I mean, it's basically Robot Chicken set yeah, in
the with Marvel skin on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. And, but I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
They got to so far. Have some fun. Like it was, and that one guy, I don't know what his name is. The actor that played the son. He was on Parks and Rec as the son of...
I know you're talking about. I can't think of his name.
He's...
but I recognized him when I was seeing it.
This is not a comic book show. I mentioned it to Torrance, but it has two pretty big nerd actors in it. Oh, and Samuel L. Jackson made a cameo. But there's a show called Staged...
Ben Schwartz, is that who you're...
Yes, Ben Schwartz. Mm-hmm. He was on Staged also. Like, he was their agent. But if you were a Doctor Who fan and you happened to be a big David Tennant fan, which I was, he was my favorite Doctor until Matt Smith, and maybe Matt Smith became my favorite. I don't know. Those two are pretty even for me. But David Tennant and Michael Sheen, who were also the two lead characters on Good Omens... Neil Gaiman, they have a two-season series on Hulu called Staged, and it's really good too.
Cool.
So anyway, I'm going to stop monopolizing this talking about random TV shows.
No, I want to know what you're doing. If you're not reading it, at least it's something comic book related. What about you, Tori? You read anything?
I have not. I not even anything comic. Well, no, I take that back. I'm reading Revival by Stephen King. But
I read that a while back. I can't remember it, but I read it.
sounds great.
I mean, left a great impression.
I liked it. I remember liking it, but I've read so much Stephen King, I can't remember what the story of Revival was.
It's good. I'm only halfway through it, but it's not your typical, or at least so far, it's not your typical scary Stephen King.
Yeah.
It's much more contemplative and a slice of life, but we'll see what happens, because usually with Stephen King, something weird usually goes down. So
no comic books from either of you then?
No.
I thought
both,
about it.
You're both fired.
I thought about it.
Yeah, well, your thoughts.
I've watched
a lot of weight here.
I finished three entire series of comic book shows.
I'll allow it.
There we go. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah. I have been reading a whole bunch of comics. Enough for all of us.
Picking it up for us.
Yeah. Still, the main thing I'm reading is just going through this Hickman X-verse, like, with all of the writers. I probably at some point should actually give credit, because it's definitely not just Jonathan Hickman. There's a lot of really cool stuff happening, but I'm like really far behind, and I'm like making a dent every night. I'm reading like three or four books, but when there's like seven or eight, and they keep adding them, concurrent X-Men stories going on. Like last night I read Cable number one, so they're adding more, and I think Wolverine number one starts. I'll read that soon. But there's X-Men, there's X-Factor, there's Marauders, there's Sword of Angel or Angel Sword or something. There's Sword of X, The Way of X. There's so many X books right now. And I know recently... Oh, are we getting lawnmower right now?
Well, two things. My battery's about to die. And I realized I wasn't on airplane mode as the airplane went over.
Cool. Let's take an early break and fix all of our tech issues. We'll be right back. All right, we fixed it all. So I was talking about Cable number one that just came out, and Wolverine number one's about to come out. There may be more that I'm not even aware of that I just haven't read the other one. I'm, again, working through the comic book Herald lists, and he's like updating them as they go out. But there's so much happening in the X world, and I'm trying to catch up, but I'd have to read like 10 a night for a while. Like, at the end of every issue, they have like a, you know, keep reading, here's what's coming out this month. And the most recent date of what I've read is either March or April of last year is where I'm at right now. And they're every week releasing X books, a lot of them. So I'm trying to hurry up because I just read the the online, like, semi-spoiler that the Hellfire Gala event is taking place, or has just taken place, which is this massive event. I would say maybe the first big event, unless I'm missing something for what I'm about to read, since the X-Men have been on Krakoa, their new sovereign nation, where they are allowing, to my knowledge, the first time non-mutants to come to Krakoa, at least in like in a bulk, on purpose way.
I'm so sorry. I had everything turned down.
It's totally fine. But there's like this Emma Frost is holding like this ball, essentially a gala, and like all the, they're making a big deal out of it. It's kind of cool. Like, all the mutants are getting into whatever. It's not black tie, but like high fashion, you know, mutant scene. And, you know, Tony Stark showing up on Krakoa, and Captain, you know, Steve Rogers, and all these other characters, the Avengers. I don't know why they're going yet, but I do know, and I hate that I got spoiled by this, that comics Twitter failed me. Somebody was like, oh, I can't believe that this happened. I'm going to spoil it, so in 5 seconds. It's not that, I don't know the exact details of who, but I know right now one of the biggest like mutant laws is do not kill a human. Like, that's a big, big, big no-no. And I'm pretty sure that Magneto kills a human at this, the Hellfire Gala, as it goes. And he's on trial in the most recent stuff. I don't know who it is. I don't know what happened, the details. But I'm trying so hard to, like, not get any more spoilers before I get to that point. So I can actually, like, okay. But the X-Men books are taking up the majority. I'm still reading some, you know, Dark Horse and Image stuff. I'm working on Black Hammer right now from Dark Horse, which is really cool. I can kind of... Did I talk about this last week? I talked about God Country last
week. I think
week,
you literally said the word Black Hammer, but you didn't say anything. Is it a weird, like, crossover thing?
There is a weird crossover thing that Donnie Cates made, which made me... I coincidentally read the first 6 issues of Black Hammer before I actually read the crossover event, but after I read that and then read God Country, which are in this crossover comic that Donnie Cates, so I was like, okay, I'm going to read more so I can have more context. Then read crossover again, just so that I can see everything, because there's a lot of rich content in all the creator-owned, you know, Dark Horse Image stuff. It's not just the big two. So Black Hammer is a superhero comic, and it takes place in... What's their... It's some superhero-sounding city, like whatever their version of it. But it's very obvious that all the heroes in this are based on mostly like hybrids of other well-known big two heroes. But that's not the point. The story is kind of king here. And this big event happens, and then all 5 or 6 of these heroes end up in this small town that they can't leave. And they're stuck there. And it's very interesting so far. There's honestly very little, with the exception, it's raining, by the way, if you're hearing that. It's raining pretty hard. I'm kind of laughing or stifling my laughter because everybody's outside working on my mailbox and right now.
I was wondering why the lawnmower that was running just a second ago just suddenly stopped.
Yeah,
because I was like, that was a fast lawnmowing experience.
Really raining hard right now. Anyway, they're stuck in this, basically this kind of a dimension, but it's not really a dimension because there are real, like, verified people where they're at also in this town, and they're able to leave. But the superheroes aren't. It's really interesting so far. I believe Jeff Lemire
makes me think of the writer of that. I just also finished watching Haunting of Bly Manor last night.
Oh, cool.
And this certain characters can't leave the estate of Bly Manor for unknown reasons.
Right.
It's, since it's a ghost story. I think you can kind of figure that out. So maybe they're all ghosts.
Could be.
They all died and they ended up at this place. If that happens, you owe me 6 cents.
Okay. I'm good for that.
Okay.
It could be, I mean, because I can confirm they're in the crossover event.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I guess that's minor spoilers. If you're, let me know on Twitter if you're actually reading Image, Dark Horse, other, you know, third party Boom comics, not just Big Two stuff. I'd be very interested to see. Maybe we should put out a poll on Twitter to see what other than the Big Two are you reading. And it can even be like, you know, Archie and Garfield.
Has anybody finished Sea of Stars? Out of curiosity, I read the first one or two,
and that was on our indie.
Yeah,
you know, let's do another one of those soon. Yeah. I'm reading way more now than I used to, and I have read several.
Let us,
like the vegetable.
Yeah,
that's about it. I'm about to, like, now that the Immortal Hulk series is wrapping up that Al Ewing's been doing. I rhymed. I'm gonna go through and read all that. It was also just announced that because he's wrapping up that series, Al Ewing, and Donny Cates is wrapping up or just wrapped up his Venom series, they're trading that book. So now Donny Cates is going to go write Hulk, and Al Ewing is going to be taking over Venom, which are two of the biggest characters that are getting awesome, long, extended series right now. So
neat.
Lots of cool things happening. I'm not reading much DC. Yes, I am. Well, I'm buying the singles. I'm still working on Strange Adventures and Iron Man are my main ones that I'm picking up.
Iron Man isn't DC. I'm just kidding.
You're right.
I know that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be
that. You just wanted to rain on my parade.
Yeah.
The way I did. Draining on it. But that's the majority. I am reading a lot, but there's so much. I will never run out of things to read. There's too many comic books. It's a good problem to have, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you guys homework. Start reading X-Men.
Well, I need to read Flashpoint so that we can start again.
We promise. I think next week we're going to get back to actual comic books, but we had to just do one to start again, and then Loki's coming out.
We got to talk about Loki.
Which I guess that's as good of a transition
Speaking
as we're
going to get. Speaking of which, Loki, if you're listening to this the week of release,
yep,
you haven't seen any Loki yet, and neither have we.
In 3 days we will.
Oh, it's Wednesdays.
Yes, that's a big thing. You'll hear this tomorrow, so we will have warned you. Don't wait till Friday, or you're going to get spoiled on.
Yeah.
Wednesdays is going to be the release day every week. I believe it's 6 episodes. Tori, can you confirm that? They're going to be doing a 6
And also, run? Double check, is it Legends? Because I learned Legends. After I finished watching WandaVision that that Disney Plus also has their Legends series that kind of gives you a backstory, like a 15-minute, hey, this is what happened in the MCU for these characters. Yeah. I made sure to watch all of those before Falcon and Winter Soldier, and it was a huge help because there were a bunch of characters I didn't know that much about or couldn't remember.
Yeah.
So I'm just assuming that there are legends out there for Loki and maybe some of the important characters. So check those out first. They may already be out now. I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Also, if you have the time and you feel like taking off the next 2 days of work, you should go through and watch all the MCU just to find out who Loki is.
All of the MCU.
I am not joking when I say that I will write a letter for your employer to excuse you.
Yeah.
I am the president of the Arkansas Marching Arts Association, and that carries some weight.
I am the president and CEO of Drew Morris Music and Yellow Envelope Publications.
Yeah.
I'll write you a note, too.
Yeah. We will all sign it and get it notarized for some reason.
Torrance, are you a notary?
Sure.
There we go. Yeah. We'll get you Torrance notaried.
So we will get you out of work if you need to catch up on your Loki knowledge. Because I think this is going to be really cool, guys. It's going to be... Let me say this. I think it will have, of the three shows that, including Loki, will have been out on Disney Plus and post-Endgame, have the potential, at least, for the most immediate effect while that rain is coming down.
Yeah.
It's
Loki.
Yeah, Loki is being a mischievous god.
Yeah.
So if you haven't seen the Loki trailers that have come out, I have not watched any. They've done a little few, like, actual scenes. I haven't watched any of those yet. I don't like being spoiled. But We're for sure going to be dealing with time travel. And Tori, if you could pull up the TVA, the Time Variance Authority, just to give us whatever Marvel Wiki's better description of it than I can. Essentially, the last time we saw Loki in an MCU project was an Endgame, when we were back in time at the end of Avengers 1, when we were stealing the, or hijacking, heisting those stones.
Time heist.
He got a hold of the Tesseract, which we all know is the space stone, and he zipped off, and they lost their opportunity to get that stone at that point in time. Drew's going to go on a tangent in a second and start explaining how that timeline affects what we've already seen, and just maybe we'll speculate a little bit about where he's actually going.
Explain has a very generous term.
I'm
going to babble.
So what was your question about TVA?
So we know that the Time Variance Authority is in this, and they've been throughout the comics, and very lightly I will call them like time cops, but if you want to like expound upon what exactly they are. I need to rewatch
Time Cop.
Yeah.
It's quite a film.
Yeah.
You have like TVA.
TVA, the time.
TBA.
Oh, no.
Texas Bandmasters Association.
Yeah. Also.
To be announced.
To be announced. But Owen Wilson is going to be. Wow. I don't think he's like. Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, you should insert an actual Owen Wilson wow.
I don't know if I'll have time.
A 6-second wow montage. He's going to be in there as one of the TVA agents and kind of dealing with Loki a lot. But basically, they don't like that Loki's messing with time. You know, he's already a trickster. He's Loki, you know. Sure, it crushed everybody's hearts because he's definitely been transitioned to more anti-hero than villain at this point. You know, we all feel for him. I do wonder if Marvel knew just how popular he would be. Like, Tom Hiddleston's an incredible actor, but he has become a fan favorite. Like, there are some people that absolutely love Loki, and he's far and away their favorite character. Hi, Holly. I don't know if they knew he would be so popular, but I know that Kevin Feige recently said, or somebody put this in an article, that they did not plan for this spinoff series whenever they had him take the Tesseract in Endgame.
Really?
He said... That very quickly they were like, oh, we have an opportunity here to do something. But they said, and I don't know, maybe he has reason to lie if he just wants to be like, oh, look at this cool coincidence that we're... But I would like to believe that they just kind of accidentally were like, sure, Loki would do this.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe, I don't know. They said that they did not plan to make a Loki Disney Plus series when he zapped off there. Maybe they knew, like, okay, this is a hallway that he can walk down and we can bring him in as a cameo for another movie.
Maybe.
But as far as like Disney Plus show, maybe they didn't have plans. But
So
he zaps off using the space zone in time, which in itself maybe could be its whole episode of how the stone, which controls space, which is related to time, puts him traveling through time. I don't know. Maybe you can clarify that for a second. But the TVA... do you have any extra information on them?
It's just that they claim responsibility for monitoring the multiverse and will prune timelines if they deem them too dangerous to exist.
Oh, okay. So, I mean, that's pretty heavy knowing that...
Jeez. Prune a timeline. That's...
Yeah.
It's like, that's a very kind way of saying, we're going to end your existence.
Yeah. Okay, well, that makes even more sense now because we know that to some extent, they're basically time cops in a sense, and they're holding Loki and they're making him run missions, which I think is going to be the bulk of what we see him doing, is going to a certain events in time and either righting wrongs or doing something different, maybe to allow his timeline to exist, or maybe they'll put...
Or to change other timelines.
Yeah, maybe the deal is we'll put you back. The only event I know... for a fact from the trailer that they're going to touch on is the D.B. Cooper. You can look that one up too. So D.B. Cooper is like this kind of big American legend thing where this guy stole all this money in a suitcase and was flying and then jumped out of a plane and nobody found him. he's gone, the money's gone, they didn't find anything, and it's just like this American legend. I think they're going to put Loki in that moment in time. So with that, I can imagine, like, the one that came to mind immediately was like, well, I said, oh, if they're going to just jump into these significant points in history, are we going to see Loki at the assassination of JFK, or, you know, where are we going to put it?
Yeah, so DB Cooper, like, this is exactly what you said, hijacked that Boeing 727.
Right.
On a flight between Portland and Seattle, and then disappear, then jump off the plane, disappearing with tons of money.
Yeah, and he got away with, like, he either died in that jump, and somehow, even though that area has been relatively pretty combed over, no, there's no trace of him. It's gone. Or maybe they found, like, a shoe or something, I don't know, but they...
They found some little bits of the money in a bag.
Okay.
But that's it.
Yeah, so they're jumping into some cool stuff. Like, there's a lot of possibilities. I don't know. It also, like, leaves it open to who are we going to see as far as, like, cameos or crossovers. Like, if he is jumping to these other points in time, is he going to go try to actually interfere with the Avengers? Or is he going to try to help them? I can't decide if I saw, like, in the trailer a screen grab who I thought was a silhouette, or like from afar, Natasha sitting, aka Black Widow, sitting on a rock somewhere. I don't know, it flashed by so quick. I also am okay with them not just bringing in all these crossovers. You know, I told myself the other day, like, originally I was like, as the whole world was speculating on, oh, is Mephisto going to show up in WandaVision? Oh, that's Mephisto. Oh, that's Pietro. Oh, Magneto's going to show up. Oh, where's Doctor Strange? But then I was thinking, I was like, okay, the MCU became the MCU by, like, playing slow ball. We just had our big party with Endgame and Infinity War. It makes sense that they're going to reel it back in and continue doing their slow-burning, rich character development and, like, actually let everybody have their own thing. So, with that in mind, I am glad that we just developed Wanda mainly and got some more Vision context and, you know, planted seeds. You know, we got some Agatha Harkness that's definitely not gone. The kids are still there. But same thing with Captain or Falcon and the Winter Soldier. Just let that be there. We didn't need Steve Rogers to come in, even if it's old man Steve. Or, you know, we got a little cameo with Rhodey, you know, War Machine in episode one. But I don't know if this will be the one where we finally get like a, oh, that's a big character to jump in here. But it seems like I don't think we're going to get Thor, you know, or any variation of that. Maybe we'll have a young Thor or something. Like, they'll make him go back to his childhood and
I can
we'll
see some like kid that.
Actors.
Something that where they wouldn't have to bring in the main right. people and pay their fee.
Right. Yeah. That's probably a pretty expensive cameo.
Yeah.
You know, I think, what was it, RDJ, Robert Downey Jr., got $10 million for his Homecoming, Spider-Man Homecoming cameos.
Wow.
And it was like, it amounted to 3 minutes of screen time, something like that.
But, I mean, look, the whole thing was built on his back, so.
Right, yeah.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, and we'll do an episode about this one day, but there's significant payoff, him being in that scene that ties back to several other films that we can talk about. It's pretty cool. What do you guys think we're going to see in this? Like, I'm super excited. I think the last Disney Plus, like, live action show, I think that we'll get this year. We might get What If later.
I don't know.
Don't think Ms. Marvel or She-Hulk or any of those. Tori might be able to find a list.
I read a Loki series a while back where I wish I'd read, or at least perused those again before this episode. But I remember at one point, he turned into a woman. Like, he jumped a dimension into another timeline where Loki was female.
Right.
And I'm just like, I don't know. I was just like, is that a choice? Is that something that they would mess with? Or just be like, no. It was a weird thing where he was just jumping around doing stuff the whole series. And I can't remember anything about it. That was before... I think I read that before Endgame.
Right.
Or maybe not before Infinity Stone, the Infinity War. So maybe I knew that he was going to die. But definitely before I knew that there was going to be a TV show.
Yeah, you just made me think of, there is a screen grab from that trailer where he's kind of dressed up almost like a prep school student. Like, he's got his little crown, but he's dressed up like a student, more or less. And it is 100% at least inspired from a Miss Marvel Kamala Khan comic book, mm-hmm. where he's like running a student body president or something like
that. I feel like maybe I read that Loki because it tied in with a Miss Marvel or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I lost the lead. Like, I didn't know. Maybe they weren't all on Marvel Unlimited at that point.
Right.
And I was just like, well, I don't know what happens now.
Right. So that makes me wonder, are we going to see him hop into, just briefly, if anything, into Miss Marvel?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we see her first introduced. Because we do have a history in the MCU of them introducing characters in other properties and then giving them their own thing. So do we see him hop into a high school for a little bit and interact with Miss Marvel, and maybe he's like, there's something about her.
Mm-hmm.
And then we kind of have some history with that character before we see her, or do we just let Miss Marvel? I don't know. It's hard to say. They definitely, with beyond a shadow of a doubt, took some inspiration from the, at least the outfit design in that grab I saw. So, I don't know. See, I don't even know. Let's go back to how he got here. Like, so he grabs this Tesseract, which is the Space Stone. It's not the Time Stone. No. Time Stone.
But the thing is, just because we don't have, at least at that point, we didn't have time travel tech on Earth, doesn't mean it's not somewhere in space. So maybe he jumps somewhere that to a world that deals in time travel or something.
And okay, so maybe it is as simple as that. He uses it to travel to a place that has access to that technology. But is it more complex, or can it be to where we're talking about space folding in and changing the distance?
I could imagine a trickster being able to... Yeah, I mean, because that's a big deal. Like, talking about how do you travel faster than the speed of light, one of the big arguing points is to fold space.
Right.
So if you have the Space Stone and you're already a magician... Maybe you can use your skills to learn to fold.
Right. Well, we for sure know that Loki at least has some idea of how to use these things. Like, he's manipulating before. You know, he's not Tony Stark, who, like, it's going to cost him his life to even wield it. You know, the only other people who have are the Hulk, who got injured, and then Peter Quill, who's part God, you know, manipulated that. So I am curious to see how they do that, where he went in time, and just how they transition. Like, are we going to pick up, like, is the first scene going to be we see exactly where he landed, and then some TVA agents whisk him away?
I could see it. I don't know. Because, well, yeah, it could be. That's a point.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't belong in our current MCU timeline anymore. Right. He died in Infinity War. He zipped away and created another timeline because of somebody else's use of time travel. So maybe that alone, like, because did they ever show, like, Steve Rogers had to take everything back.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have a stone to take and return to that moment in time. All the other moments in time were reconnected. That one, not necessarily, because he had nothing to return. So maybe that's why, Loki is, he's an outlier. He's an unknown. And Steve Rogers had no way to correct
it. Stone, right? Maybe not that specific because, space stone, because Tony had all of them when he snapped.
Yeah, but they ended up having to go farther back in time.
So he returned that one. But not, so there are multiple infinity stones. My brain's already hurting from this.
But they were all put back exactly where they were taken from. So, except for that one, because he never had it to return, he could have theoretically gone back and just made sure that that never happened. But maybe they're going to say he didn't because he had no stone. So it was just an oversight or a choice.
Right.
And the TVA had no business dealing with the other, like, actual Infinity Stones that were returned.
Right.
But they did with this one.
Yeah, or maybe they're monitoring and they're like, okay, they sent Cap back, he'll get them there. That makes me wonder if we will have some sort of Steve Rogers appearance. I don't know. I can always hope. That would be super cool in a way to, like, you know, not spoil any old man Cap that may or may not be up in, you know, Sword or Shield or wherever Nick Fury's at, because that's canon, you know. We can get old man Cap running Shield for a while. And then maybe they give him his youth back and, you know, keep going with Chris Evans taking all of the Disney money.
I was trying to find some clues just through the casting on Loki, and they're pretty hush-hush about even announcing who's going to be in it, of course.
Right.
Have you seen any pictures of Owen Wilson?
I have.
It's wild. He doesn't look anything like... I mean, Owen Wilson always looks like Owen Wilson
to right. me.
Like he's playing Owen Wilson, but at least in these pictures I'm seeing here, he's a huge departure.
Yeah. I'm going to be extremely disappointed if we don't get a wow.
It's just a
classic... Oh, his bubbly tab says...
I don't know. It's probably not going to focus.
Says wow on it.
Trust me, that says wow.
Yeah. Timely. Timely. Yeah, I don't know how to speculate any further just because I've avoided...
Yeah. I've... Whenever I... Once I had Brightburn, like the whole idea, like, oh, I had to know what the deal was to get me in the door, but mm-hmm. I wished I hadn't.
Right.
I've kind of tried to switch over to more of the guy who's like, if there's a book or a TV show or a movie that I know I'm going to watch, mm-hmm. I do not watch trailers.
Right.
Because I don't want to have any conception, preconception going in. So yeah, I've like, like you guys have mentioned a couple trailers for movies and stuff. And I'm just like, you know, I don't think I'm going to watch the Eternals trailer. I don't think I'm going to watch the Venom 2 trailer because I know I'm going to watch them. And... I'd prefer to be completely ignorant going in. So
yeah. You know, that's another possibility. Like, the Eternals are ancient.
Yeah.
You know, do we find out Loki's responsible for...
Awakening
the Eternals again? Because they constantly go into sleep. I think they have, like, a version of, quote-unquote, dying. But it's like a... It's understood. They're not dead. They're just... They're going to get another crack at it. You know, them interfering... I don't know. I have less idea of what's going to happen in Loki.
Because they literally could do anything.
Yeah. The world and the timeline is their oyster.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. It reminds me a little bit of... what's the show with Scott Bakula?
Quantum Leap.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they're going to pick some fun places to go in time. There'll probably be some heavy-handed references to things. You know, they're going to make him sit through moments that he's been Loki and be like, okay, now look what you did, you naughty boy. And you got to fix this. I wonder if it is going to be a Suicide Squad-esque, like, you do this for us, we'll plop you back into your timeline. Into your timeline? See, that's why I don't know. Are they going to put him just back in 2012 Avengers and then... He's under arrest again, just so that he can finish.
I think they would have to show and be like, "Hey, you're gonna die in this timeline, but if you do what we want, we could put you back in the second after you die."
Right. Yeah. So just deal with it. Let this correct. I don't know. Timeline or time travel already hurts my brain, even though I love it and I'm fascinated by it. I don't fully understand it. So here's what I want. I want them to. I want them to introduce something cool. So they have an Infinity Stone that they're playing with now, and they have the God of Mischief and the people that are in control of all the timelines. That sounds like a lot to handle and create something new with in 6, hopefully, hour-long episodes. Mm-hmm. I don't even know what I want. Like, here's our ingredients to cook with. What do you want to make with it? Wish I could have been a fly on the wall in the writer's room. You know, like, how are you going to consolidate all these things and hand it off and just keep the ball rolling? You know, the MCU is so diverse now, and there's so many different storytellers and creatives from all these different walks of film and cinema and TV and perspectives now, finally, thank you, that it's a ball that's getting bounced around everywhere at the game, and you're just going to see how are they going to hand it off. Mm-hmm. Cool. So... I think we're going to take a quick break and wrap up this episode after this one. We'll be right back. Sorry, you might have just seen that my camera cut out for a few seconds. Part of the tech issues we deal with.
Yeah.
Anyway, any other closing thoughts on Loki?
I don't know. I'm just I'm excited for the time travel and multiverse thing. You know, what's it going to do to set up Multiverse of Madness, possibly, you know, all this stuff. I want to know. I just want to see what happens.
I think you made that comment, right? Or maybe somebody did. I thought it was you I was talking to. Like, we're dealing with magic a lot here now, right? Like, we know Doctor Strange is going to be crazy. WandaVision had some awesome magic stuff. Loki has magic.
That was something Runaways.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whenever they dipped into the dark dimension. How's that for alliteration? I was just like, okay, yeah. I'm getting, like, at one point, there's this girl who has this magic staff. I'm not spoiling too much.
Mm-hmm.
But the first thought I had, like, her eyes started going purple and crackly. Just like, I looked him up because I wanted to say it. The bad guy from Doctor Strange 1. Not Dormammu, but like
Caecilius.
Yeah, Caecilius. Yeah. Looked just like that. But they started talking into stuff, and I was just like, it's always interesting to see whenever you have magic and science and space and all this stuff. And like, it's cool that we've kind of done it long enough that you can just suspend your disbelief. You're like, yeah, there's totally magic in this world, in this universe. There's totally crazy science. There's space travel. There's gods.
Mm-hmm.
And
it all
works because, like you said, they took their time. It wasn't like, hey, one movie, two movie.
Right. Yeah. It will be interesting. You know, I think, and this is with my very limited knowledge of how time travel works, because other people have figured it out. I think there haven't been any major plot holes so major far.
Plot holes.
Major
plot holes. I mean, that's something I thought about earlier and didn't mention it. I'm always, whenever I'm watching something and I know time travel is going to be part of it, I'm always curious to see, is it like the fate aspect where it happened and it always happened, or is it something that they changed after the fact and we see the change? And I feel like the MCU is more of the, yeah, we'll change things to suit our needs.
Right.
It's not that it happened that way all the time.
Yeah.
So whenever you have the mindset of that, it's... The world is your oyster. Yeah, right. Like, you don't have to be thinking in all the circles like on that TV show Dark I talked about, where everything happened and always had happened and always will happen.
Right.
It's like, yeah, oh, well, we need... the only way to fix this is if we get mill our own gauntlet. Well, let's just go steal them.
Right.
You know, and they rectified it to where it could have always happened because they reset things. But I look at it more as, we had this problem. We're going to fix it and change things.
Yeah.
So
I just hope that we don't find ourselves... I mean, I feel like so far we've done a good job of playing with time and not breaking everything to where there's a big asterisk of like, dang it, they forgot about the thing.
But it could be like, that they label it as the TVA has been fixing it all along.
Right.
Because there's that entity in Star Trek, the Star Trek universe. Like, once you get to the 28th, 29th century, there is a temporal... prime directive and these people that go and fix the mistakes that all these Star Trek captains screw up whenever time travel starts coming in.
Okay.
So
maybe they'll just establish like, hey, this is their wink at the audience of like, the TVA is fixing any of the plot holes you think you found.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe they'll have enough power over time to do it.
Yeah.
And that's without a time stone. Whoa. Maybe they hate the time stone. They're like, get that back in the office now.
I could see that. I could see that. Like, there, but if they have control over multiverses, like they can prune rogue changes to the timeline of different multiverses, then it sounds to me like either they've got time stones,
right? Or, I was about to say, maybe they have like a whole vault of them, and they're like trying to constantly get as many, like at least get them out of hands.
It's like if there were
some Gringotts of time stones,
I was going to say like Dragon Ball Z. Like
They
always, they want to make sure that they have at least one of them.
Right. Yeah.
But I don't know. Cool. Yeah. I feel like it also makes perfect sense to me. Like, look, a rat
was responsible for time travel in the MCU. So like, there's no reason that they would need a time stone.
Right.
If there are an entire authority built on it, like there's also a time travel authority in the MCU or in DC, like mm-hmm. the Legends of Tomorrow was based around these people who are policing time. So it's like, it's a pretty common trope. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the time cops.
But I think that they would have to have their own way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
They probably were like, yeah, if we could get rid of all these time stones, then
right.
whatever. But yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm curious to see. I'm more curious to hear our followers and listeners' thoughts on that. So even if it happens after, if you listen to this after episode one or the whole series, and there's more time to speculate of how they're going to do it, what do you think is going to happen? How do you think this is going to affect the timeline, the greater MCU? Please tweet at us, leave comments on the video. This video should be up probably a day after the audio comes out. Put it in a review. What do you think is going to happen? I'm genuinely curious because I definitely don't have all the ideas or have any ideas at all, generally. anything else before we wrap up, fellas?
I don't know. I mean, I'm excited that maybe this is going to give us enough ammo for me to like legitimately do another time travel episode.
Yeah, you might call me as soon as it's over. Like, all right, I'm coming over. Emergency time travel episode.
Yes.
You hit the big red time travel button.
I have one. I do have a big red time travel button.
Cool. Speaking of them reaching out to us to find us and tell us their thoughts, their speculatory imagination.
Yeah, words. You can find reach out to us on the Twitter at Two Man Comic Book with the number 2. Instagram, Two Man Comic Book Club with also the number 2. Facebook, same way, Two Man Comic Book Club. And you can find our website where we put occasional blog posts, but also it's like if you need to know where to find, if you're watching this video and you're curious where to access our podcasts or whatever, we put videos and links to the podcasts up there. That's twomancomicbookclub.blogspot.com. I'm going to say that again because it wasn't a blogspot.com. twomancomicbookclub.blogspot.com. Or shoot us an email with your time travel theories, graphics, and all. You know, that's just twomancomicbookclub@gmail.com. What about you? Lex, Private Eye.
Ah, yes. You can find me at Alex Wayne Miller on all social media platforms. Wayne is W-A-Y-N-E, just like Bruce mm-hmm. Wayne, because I am Batman.
And he's a great detective.
Yeah. He might have some thoughts on this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So hit me up there anywhere on social media. That's where you can find me. Tori, what about you?
At Torrance Watkins on Twitter, if you want to follow me.
Yeah. Cool. Did you get your personal
I did case? Not.
It's time.
It's time.
Yeah.
How timely on this time travel episode. Mm-hmm. Drew Man. That's me now. I'm Drew Man.
Yeah.
Now, on Twitter, I'm Drew Morris Music. No, I'm not. What am I?
Drew Morris.
That's my website, drewmorrismusic.com. Now, if you wanted to find me on Twitter, I'm there as Drew Morris Comp, C-O-M-P, or Instagram, Facebook, at Drew Morris Composer.
Yeah, cool. All right, well, the next time you talk to us, we will have seen episode one, and we'll see how wrong we were.
Yep.
But otherwise, we'll see you next time, probably with some comic books.
Probably.
Because we're a comic book club.
It's time to talk about another time travel multiverse type thing with Flashpoint.
Yeah. We'll wrap that up and get into more. See you next time.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Two Man Comic Book Club podcast is hosted by Alex Miller and Drew Morris. Our guy in the chair is Torrance Watkins. Logos and design work are by Tessa Price. Original theme music and compositions are by Drew Morris.
Loki time.